Hello, this is Dr. Evgeny Volter dictating and desk report on Suzy Feliciano, date of birth 4/5/1969, date of procedure May 7, 2024. Physician is Dr. Evgeny Volter, DR, recurring physician is Dr. Mark Sears. Procedure performed is esophageal gastroduodenostomy with cold biopsies and cold biopsy polypectomy, as well as colonoscopy with cold biopsies and cold snare. Cold biopsies come in cold snare polypectomy and cold biopsy polypectomy. Description of procedure. Sorry, indication is abdominal pain, comma, nausea, comma, change in bowel habits, comma, heartburn, comma, colorectal cancer screening. Description of procedure. Informed consent was obtained, period, possible complications of the procedure, including bleeding, infection, perforation, drug reactions, also possibility of missing lesions such as malignancy or explained to the patient. Patient is brought to endoscopy suite, placed in left lateral position, sedated for anesthesia service with monitoring anesthesia care. Well lubricated lymphocytic gastroscope was introduced into the esophagus, advanced in direct vision to the second portion of the duodenum, period, careful examination made of the duodenum, second portion of the duodenum, stomach dejunction, esophagus, retroflux was obtained at the cardioperitoneal reception from the stomach before duroscope. Patient was then turned around in left lateral position, and the direct exam was normal, period. A well lubricated lumpus video. Colonoscope is introduced in direct and advanced in direct vision to the cecum, which is identified by the presence of the appendiceal orifice of the cecal valve and confluence of the folds. Period, careful examination made of the cecum, ileus, cecal valve, ascending colon, hepatic flexure, transverse colon, splenic flexure, descending colon, signal colon, and the rectum. Retroflex is obtained at the rectum. Period, Boston Bell prep score was graded as a 7,2-3-2, good prep. Patients had procedure well without any complications. Next line. At findings at upper endoscopy, next time the proximal mid esophagus appeared unremarkable. Next time. There was evidence of reflux of esophageal contents noted during the exam. Next time there's evidence of LA grade C ulcerative esophagitis. Next time there was an irregular Z line noted at 37 centimeters from the bite block, with two tongues of salmon and mucosa extending 2 centimeters proximally, comma, prog C0M2, comma, biopsies are obtained in all 4 quadrants at 35 centimeters from the bite block and at 37 centimeters from the bite block for further evaluation for Barrett's esophagus. Next line. There was a 2-3 centimeter sliding hiatal hernia. Next line, there was evidence of patchy gastric erythema. Comma, biopsy was obtained in the anterior body first audience rule at H. pylori. Next line, there was 2 diminutive gastric body polyps from local biopsy polypectomy. Next line, there was duodenal bulb nodularity and erythema. This appeared to resemble peptic duodenitis. Comma, biopsies were obtained for further evaluation. Next line, the ampulla appeared unremarkable. Next line, otherwise unremarkable duodenum to D2 portion. Comma, biopsies are obtained to rule out celiac disease. Next line, at colonoscopy. Next line, tortuous colon. Next line, Boston Bell prep score is graded at 7,2-3-2, good prep. Next line, random colon biopsies are obtained in the right and left colon separately for further evaluation and histology and to rule out microscopic colitis. Next line, there was an approximately 10 millimeter sigmoid colon sessile polyp and local snare polypectomy. Next line, there was a diminutive rectal sessile polyp and local biopsy polypectomy. Next line, there was evidence of grade 1 internal hemorrhoids that were noted on retroflexion that were non-bleeding. Next line, and follow-up biopsy pathology. Next line, recommend repeat endoscopy in 3 months for reevaluation of the LA grade C ulcerative esophagitis. Next line, recommend PPI BID. Omeprazole 40 milligrams 30 minutes before breakfast and 30 minutes before dinner was sent to the pharmacy. Next line, recommend repeat colonoscopy in 3 years pending test. Next line, recommend high fiber diet, good water intake, and fiber supplementation as needed. Next line, follow up in offices previously scheduled. Thank you. Oh, please also add avoidance of NSAID strongly recommended, as well as anti-reflex precautions explained. Thank you.